Well, grace and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As I said in German, this night, this day translates to grieving or mourning or sorrowful Friday. But in English, we insist on calling this Good Friday. And though that word originally meant something different than it does now, we often will think about it as a good day. But what is so good about Good Friday? Do we call it good that Jesus was betrayed by Judas with a kiss? When the mob came with swords and clubs, when a scuffle broke out and a man lost his ear, when Christ's disciples and his friends ran off and abandoned him. Was that good? And abandoned by his disciples, Christ was bound and led off to the high priest. And of all people, this should have been a man of compassion, a man of understanding, a man of mercy, a man who could show some good to Jesus. But instead, he had been searching out anyone who could come forward to convict Christ. He had been seeking the destruction of Jesus for a long time, and for this time, any lie would do, so long as it was good enough to put Christ to death. But it wasn't until Christ confessed himself to be the Messiah, the Son of God, that the high priest had what he wanted. Jesus was blindfolded. They spat on him. They beat him with their fists and dared Jesus to divine who had done the hitting. This is good? See, my idea of a Good Friday, it would be a date with Annie, or it would be a movie night with the kids, it would be fishing on the river, a glass of wine, time spent with friends. But just when Christ really could have used a friend, a word, or even a look of encouragement, Peter, his most vocal supporter, denies even knowing who he is. But the leaders of the nation didn't need Peter's confession. They had their man. On this good day, Jesus was tied up and led to Pilate, the Roman authority in Judea. And he was tried and very nearly let free. Pilate wanted to let him go. But this crowd that once cried out, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," cry out instead for the release of a murderer, all while themselves calling out for the murder of Jesus. "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Do we still call this good? Pilate orders Christ to be whipped. He is mocked by the guards. They put a crown made of thorns upon him. They dress him in robes that would be fit for a king. They beat him with a stick. They spit on him again. They even bow down in mock worship. This is good? Once in a while, I like to watch TV home makeover shows where they go to somebody's house that has done a lot of good for other people but is maybe living in a really rundown house, and they come in and they renovate the house, and the best is when the person is so overcome by the goodness and the kindness of other people that they collapse. They just fall down on the front steps. They collapse in joy over the goodness done to them. Jesus collapses too from the goodness that happens to him on this Friday. He's so beaten down, He's unable to carry his own cross. And so a bystander by the name of Simon does it for him. And when they arrive at this place that sounds evil, the place of the skull, Jesus then is put upon the cross. They drove nails through his hands, nails through his feet. They hoist him into the air so that his own weight is pulling down upon these nails. And so little do the guards regard Jesus that as he suffers there, they gamble over his clothing. Why let such a thing go to waste? The leaders got what they wanted. Jesus, suffocating under his own weight, dying on the cross. But even then, it wasn't good enough. The mockery continues. They mock him as a king. They mock him as a savior. They mock him as a prophet. And even the criminals that are crucified as well, seeking and about to find their own death, mock him too. They can find breath enough in their own pain to hurl insults upon Jesus. And then, just when the sun should have been at its highest, when the sun should have been at its brightest, the sky turns dark. It's as if God himself turns away. And the Father and Creator of all good things, the God who is goodness himself, becomes silent. Christ shouts out to his Father, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And there is only silence. There's no answer. Not on this day, this good day. On this good day, the earth trembles. The curtain is torn in two. Jesus gives one last cry and breathes one last breath. But his good Father doesn't speak. It takes a soldier to break the silence, a pagan Roman man. Truly, this man was the Son of God. But it's too late. It's finished. Jesus is dead. Good Friday. The Sabbath is coming. It's a holy day for the Jews when work isn't supposed to be done. And so they can get Jesus off the cross. They go in haste to Pilate and they ask for his body to come down. They don't even have time to do the proper burial rites. They have to do that after the Sabbath. They wrap him, they lay him in a tomb, and they roll a large stone in front of the cave. History is full of evil deeds, evil people, evil things. But there is none more vile and evil than the deeds of Good Friday. But there is a mystery to this day. And the mystery of this mournful day is that God orchestrated every single bit of it. Jesus was obedient to every single bit of it. And it was all done for good, for your good. The suffering, the pain, the humiliation, the gruesomeness of the cross, the death of Jesus, is all meant, every bit of it, for your good. There is power in this cross. This is where Christ took the entire sin of the world and bore the wrath, the anger, the punishment owed for sin for you. He took it all. The cross is where we are forgiven. The cross is where we are once again reconciled to the Father. Every bit of it was done for your good. Jesus, by his blood, makes this Friday a good Friday.